glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, we're just gonna dive in today. Wanna talk about credit. The one simple, notice I put it in parentheses. Thank you for sharing this on your Twitter feed. I appreciate that. The one simple trick to getting and staying motivated. Happy Wednesday. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Scoping Out. I have kind of a fun story because I teach the stuff, I should know it, right? My name is Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R. I'm a certified professional life coach, and I do these scopes to show you that none of us is immune to this work of investigation and introspection and looking at constant ways to improve ourselves and what we bring to the world. So I'm super glad that you're here, and I'm super glad to talk about this with you today because, like I said, I always feel silly when it's something I teach this stuff, I should have it mastered, right? So let me start with a story. A week or two ago, I was having dinner with my kiddos, and my kids, okay, who's surprised, right? Very independent thinkers, very strong-willed, out to live life on their own terms. It's pretty wonderful and pretty incredible to watch, and I feel so lucky to even be able to participate in this journey with them. Well, my son has decided to take a pretty unconventional and not really understood path toward his education. And to the outside world, the people who don't understand him and what he's looking at, it just looks like quitting school. That's not what he's doing at all. But to everybody else, that's what it looks like. So, needless to say, he's gotten a lot of backlash from people, teachers, counselors, everybody who's like, Garrett, you're screwing up your life. And he's not. He's doing some pretty incredible things with it. But nobody's really taken the time to listen to him and understand him and really look at his plan for his life until last week when a counselor called him down and he's like, Mom, I was ready for it. I just knew I was going to get a whole other lecture. And like, well, what'd you do? He's like, well, I just, I knew I couldn't go in there being mean and angry with them, although inside that's how he was feeling, right? He's feeling very frustrated to have this conversation yet again with another person who didn't get it. What happened instead is this counselor said, okay, Garrett, tell me what you're up to. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you're doing. He was like, Mom, she actually cared. She actually listened to what I had to say and what I was planning for myself. And because she listened and because he didn't come in all angry and defensive already, and he could actually share and feel comfortable sharing this stuff with her. She actually had a really great plan that would help him add to the plan that he already had, a really cool apprenticeship he can start in a year and pay for his first degree and get him in line with the people who are innovating in mechanical engineering. Really a fantastic opportunity. So we were celebrating this fact and oohing and aahing over this opportunity, and he's already built a relationship with the guy. Before he even told me about it, he emailed the guy that runs the program and is super excited about it. Really a great opportunity. And it occurred to me later, I thought, that could not have happened for him if he wasn't staying present to the moment. He didn't go in with his anger and his defensiveness, right? He went in seeking to understand. He went in saying, okay, I know I've got my assumptions, but I'm going to try to stay in my lane here and not come at this from, thank you. You get it. This is a hard thing to do, right? Because when 20 different people tell you that they know your truth more than you do, that 21st one doesn't really have a shot at being heard, right? But he went in there with an open mind and an open heart. And so later I was telling him, I said, I'm really super proud of you that you went in there with the attitude that you did, because if you had gone in angry and upset and defensive, you would have crossed your arms and not shared your plan and just another one telling me what they think I should be doing with my life, right? She wouldn't even have the opportunity to present this to him. And that but that's not what he did. I said, I really want to give you credit. That is a really hard thing to do. And he said thank you and accepted the credit. And like about a day or so later, comes back to me and he says, Mom, I learned that from you. And I was sharing this experience with one of my coaches, and she put it back up in front of me and she said, that's great for him. That's incredible he did that, but he learned how to do that from somewhere. I think mom needs to give herself some credit. Oh, thanks, but I'm so proud of him. I'm, blah, 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 glow, glow, glow. And then I talked to a friend of mine and she said the same thing. She's like, no, Triffany, you don't understand. Yes, kudos to him for hearing it and doing something with it and using the tools that you taught him and all of those wonderful things. But he wouldn't have had a shot at that if you weren't putting this in front of him. And it wasn't until she was like, she said it with the attitude of like, Trivity, shh, shut up, listen to me. Right? That I could actually even really hear what my coaches and my friends and my own son was telling me. That here was an area where I could give myself some credit for being a good mom. And for all of you parents out there, we don't give ourselves enough credit. We live with so much guilt all of the time that we're not doing it enough, that we're not doing it right, that we're letting our kids down somehow. I'm glad you're sending me hearts because I'm welling up and feeling a little silly. But you know how it is, that guilt overwhelms us sometimes. So the propensity to give credit to ourselves where credit is due simply is not there. So what happens when we run on a default of guilt and wearing ourselves down and feeling like we're not enough without ever filling up that bucket again with credit where credit is due? Well, of course, we wear out. Yeah? We run out of steam. How are you going to get and stay motivated when you're living from this guilt-riddled place constantly? I'm going to give you a hint. You don't. Eventually, you're going to run out of steam. Eventually, you're going to wear out. Eventually, you're going to get bitter. You're going to feel cynical. You're going to feel like everything your kids do, everything neighbors do, everything the public does, everything politicians do, it's all personal and everybody sucks, right? When really, the thing that's hurting you is not the stuff outside of you, it's your thoughts about what's outside of you. And the only reason you're having those thoughts is because you have lost the bandwidth to look at both sides of the spectrum. And the reason you've lost the bandwidth to look at both sides of the spectrum is because you stopped giving yourself credit where credit is due. So I want to be really, really clear here. I am not saying at all costs, make sure you take credit for absolutely everything that goes right. I'm saying that when you feel positive about something in the world, about something in a person, about something that has happened, a circumstance, right? It's the you spot it, you got it principle. We use it all the time for the hard stuff, for the challenges, for the obstacles, right? If I see that, if I'm accusing you of something, I can't see it in you if it doesn't exist in me. Well, this is that chance to use it for the positive, yeah? So if I'm seeing this in my son, if I'm seeing this willingness to stay open, even though it's the 21st person, right? If I'm seeing that in him, not only must it exist in me, but because he happens to be my progeny, maybe I had something to do with it. Maybe. And the reason why this is really funny for me to even talk about is how many of the last scopes, probably 7 out of the 8 last scopes, I have talked about find proof. Find proof how you're succeeding. Find proof how you're building what you want to build. Find proof, because in that proof, we change our belief system about what's possible. In that proof, we change the chemistry inside of us that allows us to keep moving forward and to keep building our wondrous lives, right? So here I am. I have proof, but it took that third person in front of me to go, Trifony, listen, this is important, right? So I'm here to encourage you to take a look at your life and what it is you're seeing that's positive about yourself, others, or your circumstances, and how that can be a you spot it, you got it situation for yourself. So I'm going to give you a couple more things before I go, but I want to give you a calendar of events, because we got some good stuff coming up today at 11 a.m. If you're a lovely member, we've got group coaching. So make sure you're coming to that, taking full advantage of your membership. Next Wednesday, 8:30, scoping out. Come meet me again here. It's going to be fun. Who knows what we're going to talk about? Could be helpful. See you at 8:30 Mountain Time back here on Periscope. And then at 11 next Wednesday is Conscious Transitions office hours. So if you are a Conscious Transitions, a home course in grief and growth, I want you to make sure you're coming to those office hours and getting the questions answered that you have about the course. And then next Thursday, the Inside Scope, third Thursday of every month, is the Inside Scope. It's one of these, only instead of self-reflections, I'm answering your questions. So make sure you're sending me your questions to TriffanyHammond.com. Remember, that's just like Tiffany with an R, / the Inside Scope. So send me your question. I can answer it on one of the next Inside Scopes. And it's like free life coaching. Why wouldn't you do that, right? So, there's your calendar of events, but before you go, I want you to do one more thing. Yes, we talked about taking credit where credit is due. Yes, we talked about the you spot it, you got it principle. When you're looking outward and you see something positive, how can you take ownership for that? And how can you help that add to your bandwidth? But here's another one. Remember how I desperately needed those people to go, Tiffany, listen to me, right? How can you be that person for someone else? When you're giving praise or you're giving credit to someone, don't let it land softly, right? We are so quickly to dismiss the good things that people say about us. Oh, yeah, everybody does that. Oh, yeah, why wouldn't I do that? Oh, yeah, that's just me. That's what I've always done, right? When we do that, and when we see people do that, we know now that they are not filling their bucket the way that they could with that positive reflection in front of them. Yeah? So I want you, as the praise giver, to really make sure they hear you. Even if you have to be like my friend Colleen, who was like, shut up, listen to me. Right? So make sure that you have the guts to be that person, and just so you have to hear this. It's super, super important. And what you do is you begin to build this reciprocity in your relationships that allows other people to do that for you too. That's a lot of trust that gets built, right? Super important. We talk about accountability all the time. So that's it for today. I hope this was helpful. You've got your homework, right? Give credit where credit is due in yourself. And make sure the credit that you're giving lands hard, not soft, with the people that you love and care about who are building wonderful things. So go out, create a wonderful week, be your best self, and I'll see you next Wednesday on Scoping Out. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. I still can't figure out how to close this sometimes. Nope, that's not it. We'll get it. No, maybe not. Okay.